This is not the future we were promised.
It's so much less convincing when you do the sound effects.
Ooh, episode 81?
Already?
Is that right? Is that 81?
Did I really miss all of them since like 68?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Something like
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Haven't been here in about 12 years.
I'm going to go ahead and just let that music fade out because I need to pull up the other soundboard. And I have not consolidated them yet, but the reason...
We had like 45 minutes before we started.
The
you
reason...
Could have done that.
Oh, it's impossible. The reason I do that is to welcome my co-host, Alex Flores, in for consistently absent Eli Luna, Brown Dynamite.
Whoa, wait.
That's Alex.
I left that in a toilet once.
Oh, yeah. Dynamite.
Alex Flores, Brown Dynamite. Thank you, Alex,
yes,
for being here. Right. Alex is, of course... the art director for Dallas Observer, DallasObserver.com. And again, Dynamite. And a little bit of...
What the fuck?
No, not that one.
Freeze turkey.
That's the one. Okay. And, you know, returning triumphantly?
Amazing.
Or by accident? Right. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, the fucking prodigal son here.
Godless sodomite Josh Jeffcoat.
Right. That's how that's right. Wait, the prodigal son left Sodom, but then came back right. Because Sodom was a better place to be.
No, you left Gomorrah.
Was that the moral of the
sure,
story?
Sure, I like that.
You left Gomorrah because there
Sodom,
wasn't an,
Sodom is for lovers. That's
okay.
Yeah,
that's pretty fun.
It's more exciting that way.
Yeah,
that'd be a good bumper sticker for the gays.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, on this episode of Hijinks Zoo Podcast, we are going to talk about. From what I understand, we each have travel. Related
this
experiences.
This is true. This is true. This is true.
Alex, you went to England,
yes,
and visited the magical wow. school of Hogwarts.
This is true.
So you will regale us of
I
tales
that was
of
in Florida or some shit,
of dragons. And
well, okay.
Wamping willows.
We didn't actually go to the main campus. We went to the Orlando campus.
Right. The branch.
It's like the state
the
school.
Annex.
Yeah, the state school of Hogwarts. The community Hogwarts Community College.
It's
basically.
True. HCC.
Josh, you went on some sort of a giant gay cruise to a gay island full of shirtless gays.
No.
Yes?
Kind of.
I think that's what happened.
That was
I'm pretty
gay
sure
island.
Jeff yeah. and I were the only two gays on the island.
I believe you went to...
It was full of Mormons.
The island of the Mormon gays.
Right.
Wait, they let them go to places?
The mermaids?
Yeah,
what?
Well, no,
how do you ride a bicycle to an island?
The rich ones.
Oh.
Right.
They have rich Mormons?
The mermaids.
What?
The mermaids. It's the mermaids.
Oh, okay.
I believe is what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
They have
fish
a,
on the bottom and dress shirt and
yeah,
tie on
white,
top.
Mormons.
And a Mormons. Well, Mormans, if they're men.
Well, they did go to gay
and mermaids.
Mormans.
Mormons. That's more
Mormon.
That's more men's with a Z.
Now it's all coming full circle.
So
full Mormon.
Confusing.
That's right. You never go full Mormon. You just don't. There's no chance. And then I... went to the land of cloudy skies.
And Grey's Anatomy.
And Drizzle. I've never seen that show.
Mm-hmm.
You should
and
watch
the
it.
Music I loved as a child.
Did you go to the original Starbucks?
No, I have no interest in that.
Come on.
Do they still have nipples on the sign?
Yeah, that's the thing. They're supposed to have the nipples.
Oh, I see. Well, I would have painted
like
a dick on it.
That's like the opposite of where Josh went.
Right. I would have painted a dick on it. That's true.
The
island
I went to is shaped like a dick.
Mermaid titties and Dick Island.
Right.
And I went to freaking...
Next Tuesday on Fox.
Dick Island. Which mermaid's going to get voted off of Dick Island? So, I'm going to talk about going to Seattle
there's
and Emerald
like
City Comic Con.
An aerial joke in here somewhere.
Ugh. Areola joke?
Yeah, exactly.
Ariel, Princess Ariel.
Oh, that's what's under the seashells.
I want to be yeah. where the penises are.
Well, if you look at the cover of the
Have you seen that really, really well done Little Mermaid video redoing that song?
What? No. No. Oh, the girl's just singing in the mic. Like,
no, it's dubbed over the animation of her in her little grotto or whatever. And
the grotto.
We'll look it up during the break. Whatever. We'll look it up during the break.
Grotto.
And if it's
in the grotto.
And her daddy cried.
Yeah, well.
Thingamabobs, I've got plenty in the grotto.
What the fuck?
Potential titles for this episode are In the Grotto.
In the Grotto.
And Dick Island. I saw the king cry. I don't know.
Cold and dark Poseidon morning.
I don't know. I don't know. I think it was called Atlantis. Did they call theirs Atlantis?
I don't know. That was actually the name of the resort I was staying at.
Again, Gay Mermaid Island.
Yeah, it was
Atlantis.
Yeah.
Can you just choke to death already and get it over with?
No.
So we're going to talk about our three little jaunting experiences across this fine world of ours.
Field trips.
Sure,
if you will.
Why not? I hope we all have interesting things to say about those.
Eli,
he's still lost in the Phantom
Zone. Still gone. He's still in that fucking triangle,
banging on
the glass.
I can't breathe.
Yeah, with Zod and Ursa. I think her name was Ursa. I can't remember. And Non.
Oh no, that's the witch from.
That's Ursula.
No,
that's
Ursula. Yeah, and that's from
Uvula.
Atlantis. Wait, no.
Wait, what? Babs Uvula who? What?
Yes,
Uvula.
Uh huh.
Uvula.
That's like the Hawaiians say ukulele. They say uvula.
Uvula.
I think so. Yeah. How long was it? Is this just me? Or when you were a child, did you think a uvula was probably part of a vagina?
Oh, yeah. I think everyone does.
That sounds way too sexual.
Until they learn that it isn't.
That sounds way too genitalia wise to not
be. Have laws and V's in there. Yeah, you just think.
I never really thought about it.
Yeah, you didn't concern yourself with those. I'm
I was
sure.
Like, whatever.
It's not part of a dick, so. Believe
or
me.
Or is it?
I'm wait, intimately familiar. Now, if you have a dick on your uvula, that's a whole different thing. Again, that happens on Gamer
Mode
Island.
You're on Dick Island.
Right. Yeah, Dick Island. You know that scene?
Like, uvula cock fighting? Like how?
In Ursula's little cave where there's all the sea souls or like anemones, those would all be dicks. Just kind of waving.
Right. Her smelly cavern.
You mean all the dead souls that were all like...
You mean the dead sea souls, right? Is that what?
Yeah. It's very dense.
Yeah, we're going to...
Yeah. Hey, I'm trying to fill in a part here.
There you go.
You're trying to make as little sense as possible?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. That is the thing that the show has been lacking since Eli has been on work crunch / wedding hiatus, is nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Almost a stream of consciousness that somehow doesn't have the consciousness in it. It's just a stream.
Yeah.
It's just a strung together... It's like if you put a dictionary through a paper shredder and then just started randomly taping it back together and then read it into Google Voice and then had it read that back to you translated. That's what
it's like the mailbag. Then is that what you're?
No, I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so we're going to talk about those three trips. We're going to talk about, I'm going to try to get Josh to talk about Eli's bachelor party. He doesn't seem to want to.
We can't talk about that until after the bachelor party.
I just don't understand.
Yeah, clearly.
I don't know. I see, my bachelor party, I guess, was non-traditional in that I just had all my friends go play bowling and laser tag and then go back to your house for basically a grown-up sleepover. I mean, it's like video games and pizza.
Are we going to do that? Are we going to have a sleepover?
Ooh, can we have a sleepover?
There's plenty of room, yes. I guess.
I think we should have a sleepover.
Never mind. I'm just going to. Uh-huh. Hey.
Plus, there's no way I'm leaving that neighborhood at night. There's just no
way.
Oh,
no. You know, you're fine.
No.
No,
you're
fine.
I don't
trust
you. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll be killed instantly.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, his immediate street is fine.
In and out the street, yeah.
Yeah.
You can walk out the door. Yeah. You just can't turn the corner.
It's wet. Yeah.
Because you recently, just to confirm the security of that neighborhood, you recently saw Laura Bush walking down the street, right?
Yeah. I was fucking sick out of my mind and pretty sure it wasn't a fever dream.
Okay. So there might have been nothing or like a dude. No. Anywhere in the range.
I said hi, and we spoke for a second, and it was Laura Bush.
On one end of the spectrum, there's nobody. On the other end of the spectrum is like a big, fat, hairy black guy. And in the middle is Laura Bush. Yeah. And you could have seen any of those things.
It was Laura Bush.
How do you know?
From the fucking Secret Service entourage surrounding her.
What's up, L. Bush? Or like...
L. Bush?
How's the...
L. Bush. El Busho.
El Bush.
How's your husband the cunt? Or like... You know, like what'd you say?
Love you, mean it.
Yeah. Like, did you exchange?
I said hi, because she was like power walking with some other woman and like a caravan of people in like black suits and sunglasses. But
were they jogging along too?
Some of them were. And
in
some
full bulletproof suit regalia?
Yeah. Like, yeah, they were. It was just like a steel plate.
It was like in the line of fire.
I like to think that while they were power walking, the CIA was like jumping over hedges and like rolling and curling.
They're going through all the backyards. Like,
like Ferris Bueller style, jumping over trampolines and going down slides. Did you know that Bush is the last president that gets lifelong Secret Service?
That's gone. They cut that shit because
Of Obama.
Because
they're hoping it gets shot.
Right.
Like, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
And you realize now that this podcast, based of all this stuff we're saying, is now tagged by the U.S. government.
Well, mostly for the Dick Island thing, because they want to know where it is.
Well, it's because it became child pornography when we were talking about Ariel and Dick Island. Then it was like...
Ever since the Reagan administration, the Republicans have been trying to locate Dick Island to infiltrate it.
I thought you were going to say, ever since the rape van incident, government has been tracking this.
Sure. No, there's that too. There's absolutely that. That's actually, I thought Alex was still out of town, so I emailed Roger to see if he was going to be able to fill in tonight, and he's actually taking the rape van on its maiden rape voyage.
Wait, they're going to rape maidens?
Yes. Mermaidens.
Right.
There you go.
Driving to Gay Island.
Well, they're being pulled by fleet.
You can't. There's no rape on Gay Island.
Island.
Whatever.
Gay Island's a peninsula on Dick Island.
It's part of the archipelago.
Archipelago of gays. Yes. Archipelago of cocks. Absolutely. Ghosts. I don't know. So
archipelago dick.
Yeah. Sure. No. So,
Cockapelago.
Yes, that's it. That's what I was going for. I believe that's what I was going for. I applaud your effort. You can't, it's like the Lost Island. You can't just go to it. It's not always there.
Well, no, you have to get a boner first, and then you follow your boner. That's
like a divining rod.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But you know what? Is there ever a time when you're not just supposed to follow your boner? You're like Toucan Sam with those fucking colored Cheerios.
Yeah,
it always knows.
Yeah, your boner knows where to go.
But
it's not going to lead you
certain
straight.
People's boners point to Dick Island, and
mine would not take
yours.
Me
will
no,
never.
I could
like,
never make it.
Yours was like twittered over there once, and it was like, oh no.
You're basically Jack Shepard to my Hurley or something. Like, I can't make it back to the island if I want to. I have to round up all the gays and get them back on the plane before I can get to the island. I'm carrying a big onk in a guitar case. I don't know why it's. Yeah, believe me, you don't want to know what happens in the hatch stays in the hatch on Dick Island. You don't want to be a part of that.
Never mind about the smoke monster.
As opposed to a single like white light shining out of the hatch, it's just like rave light.
Well, that's where you want to go.
It's like pink. It's like a pink flashing light, and you. If you look inside, you're going to see some things you probably weren't expecting. That's all I can say.
It's a lot of flashlights.
Speaking of flashlights.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Dharma Initiative, so I was in Seattle this weekend for Emerald City Comic Con 2011.
Cool. Emerald City? You went to Emerald Live?
Emerald Live, bam, City Comic Con. It was pretty great. They have a new light rail system that's been around for a couple of years now, and the city would be innavigable, if that's a word, without it. But every time you stop... There's a placard with a symbol on it, and it's like a Dharma station. Like, one of them was like the opera glasses, and one of them was like the cheeky owl.
I'm
and
sorry,
like
the opera glasses, like little tiny.
Yes.
Owl.
Yes. Yeah. And one of them was like the squirrel. And every time I was going, I'm like, we're at the squirrel station. Like, what are they doing here? What kind of research are they
Secrets
now squirrel. Approaching squirrel station?
Yeah. It's like we get to the, there was the anvil. And I'm like, this shit's getting real. Like the anvil was spying on the squirrel, but the squirrel was actually spying on the opera glasses.
Okay, this is the nonsensical stream of consciousness that you were talking about.
But this shit really happened, and I'm articulating it.
I'm
That's
not
the
sure
difference.
It did.
The difference is it's factual, and I'm articulating it in a way that makes human sense as opposed to just saying words.
Having been to Seattle and not ridden their rapid transit bus, they rail, whatever thing.
Yeah, they wouldn't let you on.
I'm going to say you're making this up.
Seattle gays are skinny and svelte. They wouldn't like you.
Not all.
No, I'm just making that up. That's not true. All Seattle people are actually pretty much skinny and svelte.
It's the Northwest.
It's all the hills. And the walking.
And the thin air.
I had all of my shirts.
The coffee.
I had all of my shirts for Seattle and Chicago shipped to my hotel in Seattle. And I sold out of smalls and mediums in everything, including my Chicago stock.
And you know all those guys. Like, is this going to shrink? This isn't shrink.
Yeah, right, like, please? Actually, this is pretty good.
Good.
Yeah,
they're like, this small. Can you look at
if
like
I can't see my
small
nipples through this, then it's not
small. No, my nipple rings.
If my sternum doesn't, like, tear through it when I, like, yawn, then it's not going to work.
Yeah, it was
dude, I can see your sternum. Yeah. Luckily, I know.
Yeah, bro.
Luckily, don't bump my sternum. It'll smash. it'll crush it. No, it'd be like a bag of wet sand if you do that. You don't want to do that. So, luckily, the con itself was not overrun with hipsters, but Seattle in general was, for the most part. I remember a day when Seattle's fashion, creeped into the rest of the world, 1992, 1993.
Flannel.
Well, that's the thing. But it wasn't based on fashion.
Right,
it was just the way they were.
Right. Well, see, it's
everyone else turned into
there's
fashion.
There's slosh and bullshit everywhere, so you wear boots. And there's and it's cold, so you wear flannel.
Yeah.
And then we're like, fuck yeah, let's do that forever. And I feel like that's what's happening there now. Because everyone's in these like fashionable pea coats and like really nice scarves and little like conductor's caps and shit and like
sure, why not? Like the little like the round like a mini top hat.
Yeah, kinda. Like, sorta, yeah.
Berets.
Yeah, and really fashionable glasses and I think that's because, you know, everyone's got bad eyesight because there's no sun and I think it's just sort of a necessity that turns into fashion, but it looks like a very put together city. Its people, in contrast, especially to Dallas, seem like they look in the mirror before they leave the house. And I didn't know how to feel about that. I was certainly in the lower end of the middle of that equation.
You feel sort of alienated from that?
A bit. There was a lot of.
Did you feel inadequate?
There was a lot of. I feel like this disappeared from Dallas a while ago, but there was a lot of metro-ness going on where it's like all of these. Everyone in Seattle could be gay, like everybody, or just really well put together.
I mean, everyone had, like, finally coiffed hair. And
very nice hair.
Coiffed. Manicures.
Very nice hair. I remember
a
looking
new
at...
fragrance. fragrance.
Coiff. A fragrance
from...
somebody.
Calvin Klein.
Exactly. I remember looking in envy at multiple dudes' hair, thinking, my hair, at least with Dallas water, won't do that.
Yeah.
I don't. Maybe Seattle water.
You need the sea air.
Maybe
that extra humidity.
Also, sushi is like a dollar.
Because it grows right there.
They grow it on the trees.
Yeah.
Well, it's growing on trees.
They have the sushi trees.
It's like a Willy Wonka esque place for sushi.
Right. They still
have Mexicans to go pick it. Right.
Well,
in the fields,
everything you see is edible. That is to say, it's all fish.
Right.
So just
close your eyes.
Fishy.
Make
fish.
A wish. Come with me,
and you'll see. The world of sushi imagination.
You're retarded.
Yeah, it was retardedly full of sushi. But it was quite fantastic. So what we will do is we will take a short break, and then we'll come back and we'll tell stories about our various globe-trotting. Is that a thing we can say? Not novelty basketball.
Yeah, no.
But
no, I got that when I drank the water in China once. Can you at least do the same fucking song?
That's not the song.
Yeah, it is. How's it go? Oh, that's right. I just kind of made up some shit.
Yeah.
I just kind of made up some shit. Okay. Yeah, we'll be right back.
You gotta finish the phrase.
After this.
Yeah.
Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 81. I'm here with Alex Flores, Brown Dynamite.
What's up?
Godless Sodomite, Josh Jeffcoat.
Woohoo!
And absolutely zero Eli. You know, I've been thinking, that's another contender for title, absolutely zero Eli. I have been considering
Quaff.
Quaff by Quavin Quine.
A new fragrance.
A new fragrance. Quaff. We should mention while we're talking products that we are, as always, brought to you by Tres Feo!
Tres Feo!
Tres Feo es muy mal.
Yeah. We don't have Roger here to
drop
those taglines.
Really? What was the I forgot my
You thought. Don't know anything.
I don't know. I don't listen to this shit when I'm not on it.
He came up with Spanish for like, I want to have a drink or something like that.
He's very fluent in the Spanish.
He's very fluent in about three phrases in Spanish. Oh, okay.
But that's more
impressive.
Fluent than
wait, how do you not? Come on.
I don't.
God damn it. Really, Alex, you're just as bad as Eli.
Eli's browner than him, and he can't say shit in English. I don't even know Spanish.
I mean, okay, so
much
Eli's got
less
that part
Spanish.
Going for him.
Much less Spanish. Actually, does that make him more or less Spanish
that, makes
that
him...
he doesn't know English, but he also doesn't... He's a man without a language, is what I'm saying.
He's
no country for old men.
Like, he's a series of grunts and moans and pops and clicks. And there's very little.
That's a good way to live your life.
There's very little intelligible language. What were we saying? Oh, I consider
Tres Feo.
Tres Feo. I am choking to death now. I'm going to take a sip of this delicious Tres Feo. Oh, it burns all the way down. And when it comes out your pee hole. So, I think what I'm going to do is, if Eli ever comes back, I've been liking this rotating
cast of characters.
Yeah, or a dais, if you will.
Ah,
of a
sort of a lazy Susan.
Of idiots. Yeah, like sort of that, sort of lazy Susan of assholes. Right. Yes, that's kind of what I'm going for.
Wait,
here.
A lazy Susan of assholes?
Uh-huh.
That's the title.
That's...
Episode like 81.
My greatest dreams are coming true.
No, they had that at Gay Island, right?
Yeah,
it was right in the middle of the table.
Yeah,
right in the middle of the table. So they bring out sort of a big shrimp cocktail and like those really tall pina coladas and Lazy Susan of Assholes.
Some dude that they're going to call Susan. And then
who's kind of lethargic.
Right. You're going to be Susan tonight.
Lethargic Susan. So I think if Eli ever does decide that he's going to reclaim his life, I'm just going to bring him over like on off days and tell him we're doing a podcast. But there's not even going to be any microphones. Like, we're not going to put on any headphones. We're just going to sit in here and have a chat. And I'll be like, all right, good show.
So like old times.
Whatever.
Are you going to clandestinely record it? Or
no,
just,
no.
This is just your just way of...
placating him. Yeah, yeah. Just making a fool of him, I suppose. I don't know. It'll... Huh.
We've done this with four people in the room before.
No, no, that's always bad. That's
actually
always
terrible. When was the last time you and I were in an episode together?
Probably a party.
Yeah, it had to have been a party or something.
Oh, yeah, because I was wondering, like, have we ever actually been on a podcast
together? Well, that data is on the internet, so I could find out.
Are we podcast virgins?
Ooh, no.
Each other? No. Fail.
Touch dicks. You guys need to touch dicks.
No.
All right, hold on.
Bing.
Get out that... Get out the lethargic Susan.
It fucking like shoots rays out. Like it's like Go Team Venture.
Yeah.
Dicks. They'll save every one of us.
They will. So I feel bad that without Roger here, I have no reason to.
All rise. Bud Court is now in session.
Please
do that one.
Oh,
but I'll just go ahead and do it anyway. So. We're going to talk about our adventures. We are going to listen to a few of your phone calls. I might even check the mail sack. But again,
mail sack.
Twitter's been doing this fucking thing where if it's more than like a week old, you can't look at a hashtag anymore. So
yeah, they've been doing that for
a
while now.
We didn't answer questions for like the last 2 weeks. And so basically they're just all gone. I just can't see them now.
Wow. You're a terrible podcast host.
Well, not my fault. Twitter. Plus, they just put the fucking shitface bar at the top of my goddamn iPhone app, so I have to see Justin Bieber
shitface bar is
Justin
also on
Bieber.
Dick Island.
Yeah, shitface bar. Sure, absolutely.
Also on Dick Island.
That's on every island, right. Actually. I mean,
it's especially prominent on Dick Island.
I remember when we went to Mexico for our honeymoon. They were literally like open.
Wow, did you like hate your wife? Like, wow.
We had an okay time.
I mean,
this is before the fall.
Was this before the drug lords were like? you know.
We didn't go into the jungle.
Playing tag with guns.
You don't have to go into the jungle. You just need to be near the border.
No, we just went to a resort. Went to fucking Puerto Vallarta. There's nothing Mexican there's, there. I mean, it's just a mall.
It's true.
It's just an island if it was a mall. Right. Like, it's pretty. Honestly, I would have rather have spent a week at home than do that again. But basically, it's like you open a door, and they go to open a door for you, and then they just hand you a drink. And you're like, yes, thank you. And then, like, you take three steps. They're like, do you have a drink? And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And then you sit down, and there's, like, four drinks at the table. It was
more drinks that the gringos have, the more money they spend.
Yeah. A little bit of that, and a little bit of the drunker you are, the less you realize there's not much going on this island. Yeah. There's not a whole lot to do.
There's no actual hotel. What the hell?
Like, where are we?
Shut up here, drink.
There's a lot of that. It also made you, I think it kept you from realizing there wasn't a lot of food and it wasn't very good.
Yeah, I think you were actually kidnapped by drug lords.
That's possible.
That's actually what happened.
This is always, hang on a second.
Keep drinking.
I just went a level deeper. I just realized that my entire
press fail.
My entire Mexican vacation was a dream.
Yeah, you were in Mexican prison.
You know what? That's not so bad.
First time that has ever been said. Like, Mexican, whatever.
Yeah, that's not so bad. You know, worst things can happen. You know, there was a stray beach dog that followed us around for a day or two in Mexico.
That was the buffet.
Okay. Well, eventually, sure.
A movable buffet.
Right.
It's can't
convenient.
Tell you,
it follows you.
Yeah, much like the lazy Susan.
I will tell you this. When you are walking down the street in Puerto Vallarta and a random man runs up to you and asks you to go on excursions, don't go. Never go on excursions.
Hey, man, you won't go excursion?
Yeah, no excursions.
Let's go.
There are already no rules in Mexico.
It's an adventure. Right?
There are no rules for anything. And whoa, what the hell?
Hey,
this is my friend Randy. Hang on. Okay, sorry about that. I had to take a quick phone call. So, what the dicks were you talking about? I don't remember.
Yes, we were talking about that.
Usually. Okay, so I think I was talking about excursion. Oh, right. Mexico, no rules.
Mexico.
And when they take you on an excursion.
An excursion?
It's like they don't necessarily care if you make it through alive.
Much less you paid up front, right?
Much less have a good time.
Well, they get to keep your clothes if you don't.
Right. No, so. they call it's suspicious when you're like getting on the Jeep or whatever and they're all looking at your boots.
Hey, what size are your shoes, man?
Yeah.
Hey, those are nice boots.
That jacket
man.
Looks nice.
That's a lot of that. And they're like,
is it breathable?
Is that real leather?
Yeah, they're all looking at leather. You kinda like you're a
I'm a terrible Mexican.
Yeah, they're looking at you like you're a mannequin at JCPenney or something, and they're like, yeah. So, which also reminds me, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about the Idiot Abroad, and I watched the Mexican one. We didn't talk about this on the show, did we? I don't think
you hadn't seen it yet.
Okay, so I watched Mexico.
I thought that was one of the best ones.
My favorite line from that whole episode was, it just seems like everything you do is like a dare.
Like, yeah.
Like you're just daring each other.
Oh, you want to go run
everything.
Across the street and try to, blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, like it was. He's in Mexico, and
everything
I agree.
Is dangerous.
I agree with everything he said. This man is obviously he's a simpleton, but he sees things so clearly, and just there's no bullshit in his point of view. And after spending a few days in Mexico, he's watching how there's like no regard for safety, no regard for human life at all. Not in terms of like not loving people, but just not making sure they're still alive at the end of the day.
There's no fear of death. And he brings up the whole thing about they have a day to celebrate
their graveyard folks. Looks like a party. And like their graveyard.
He was like, oh, my dad would build this and cook sausages in it.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a grave like site.
A grave barbecue. Like
right.
Yeah.
A dead person barbecue.
Chimenea with
grave barbecue.
Sure. And so, the conclusion he comes to
dripping
like
with
they
sauce.
They take him to a street festival. This is how they celebrate Easter. Okay, so for Easter, there are all these people in the street, and
that's normal.
That's every day. But there's all these people in the street and they're yelling and screaming and there's music and this guy's like, okay, we're gonna show you how this I'm gonna show you how we do Easter, and these people come walking down the street, like nine people carrying a paper mache frog the size of a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's that? And he goes, well, that there's a frog. And he's like, yeah, no, it's a frog. What's it for? And he's like, oh, no, there's Judas. And he's like, what the fuck is Judas?
Is he going to fucking throw it in a pot of boiling water?
Represents all the bad things that occur with the Judas did with the Jesus, and then we're going to blow it up with the fire.
Yes! No, this is it. They make effigies that don't look like a person. They're like a frog or a sheep or a goat or a bull. And then they like fill it with notes of like bad shit. And then they set it on fire, blow it up with fireworks or whatever. And that's for Easter.
And everyone else gets to dodge the mayhem that ensues.
This was the best part. Right. Guys put smaller versions of these Judai on their heads. They make like a, like, you know those harnesses, like if a guy completely breaks his spine. And he's got like a halo around his head. So they're kind of wearing
one of those,
that.
But they fill it with fireworks.
Yeah. So it's
on
it's,
the inside?
Yes. So they're basically, they have like a sheep pinata on the top of that thing.
Right.
Full of fireworks.
So what I'm hearing is that people in Mexico are constantly trying to kill themselves.
Basically.
Right.
Yeah. But the fireworks were pointed out.
Oh, they're trying to kill everyone around them.
Right. So they become these running cluster bombs. Right. These like, so they basically, they're like, and they set it on fire and run through the street, and then everyone scatters like it's the running of the bulls. And then the fireworks.
If that happened, the fucking like Marines would be brought in to like put down the terrorists.
The fireworks start shooting, and again, the highest firework is starting at about 7 feet tall, so it's all at like face level.
Sure,
and they're all just shooting out and down.
And that guy told Carl, he was like, the military is trying to calm it down some because it's too much or whatever.
And then he's like, hey, look at me, Carl. I got burned.
Yeah, check it out. I got burned, man. And
check Carl's it out. Like, I got a bazooka on my head. Hey. Like,
it was it was terrifying, to say the least.
And that's what we're going to do at Eli's bachelor party.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're going to make him wear the combustible pinata.
Yeah. Can I make it a quinceañera?
Yes.
That's the same.
I've got to find a
dress
for him.
Listen, it's all the same party. You get 15 Mexicans in a room, and it's something.
He just had a quinceañera down home like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Or actually, he already got married.
Yeah.
That's true. That's weird.
They forced the marriage upon him.
I liked how they said it was for all the people that couldn't necessarily like leave town. Like
that's more draw, like for draw all suspicion. The people that don't approve of this, but damn it, we're going to do it right anyway.
Well, those are them that can only sneak into America for like a few hours and then right back over.
Exactly. That's what it was. It was all a human trafficking
pretty much
scam.
Pretty much.
Right. Yeah. Hey, made tamales. And your uncle's here.
Eli's like, why does everyone keep asking for El Coyote? Like, who is that? I don't know who that is. I don't even know what that word means. I mean coyote? So anyway, it was terrifying. Mexico is terrifying. I remember going there and seeing a lot of the same stuff where it was like, you're on a 12-lane highway, and then like a mom and four kids just book it across the whole thing. Well, just like, run, everyone, run for your fucking lives.
Get to the other side.
Yeah. I know this one. Why did the Mexican family cross the 12-lane highway? I don't remember.
Because to the other America side? Was on the other side.
Oh, okay. I would say there's one about how many does it take to screw in a light bulb, but they don't have power, so.
Ooh.
My in-laws lived in Mexico for a while. From my father-in-law's job, he was managing some factory that made electronics, and they didn't have power at their house, and so they called the Mexican power company, and a dude shows up, takes a standard Home Depot orange extension cord, goes to the neighbor, cuts his wire, splices into it, wraps it all in tape. And then runs the orange cord to their house.
Yes!
Because I think...
You have power now.
I don't think they actually like charge for the power.
They don't meter it. No.
Ultimately, that line he spliced into, the other end of it is in this country.
Yeah, so, probably. Yeah. Probably.
So wait, Mexico is college?
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of. It's like the college of the Northern Hemisphere.
That would explain all the crazy chaos.
It's college of North America. Yeah. It's a college town for North America.
Yeah. Entire country.
And then you retire to Canada.
Check it out, dude. I got burned.
Yeah. You look at me. I got burned. And he's so proud of it. He's like, it's horrible. It hurts.
Come on, Carlito. Come on, let's go.
They go on this.
I'm not going to do this.
On this episode of Carlito, the kid on Idiot Abroad, they're, he's like, who's this guy? And he's like, oh, he's the best. He makes the fireworks. And he's like, is he missing an eye? And he's like, yeah, from the fireworks.
Hey.
They're like,
okay, now he's legit.
Your best guy, the ambassador for fireworks for your whole situation, he's blown his eye out with fireworks. Yeah!
He was awesome.
He's pretty badass.
You should have seen it. He didn't.
Yeah, they just don't. They don't fear death, and it's almost to be admired.
It's sort of a blessing, really.
I don't know.
Well,
they take him with the vaqueros, or what's the cowboys? Yeah, you know, yeah. the rodeo.
Well, they called them the charros.
The charros. Okay, so so basically, they're in the bullpit, and then they like let the bulls go, and he goes, "If they run at you, jump up this wall." And like that was
the instruction.
Yes, that was his. That was his orientation.
Right.
His orientation was...
Try not to die.
Now that bulls are charging at us full speed, run up this 9-foot wall, which he had a really hard time. Yeah. They basically just leapt and they were over it, and he's like scrambling up it like a squirrel. It was terrifying.
That's around the time when he came to with the conclusion that everything's a dare.
But that's actually the reason, the bull training is the reason that we could never build a fence high enough. Like,
that's true.
They've been training for that their entire life.
Yeah. They did try to get him to eat the worm in tequila, and he did, and it like got caught in his windpipe.
He's like, "Oh god, it's still alive!"
And then he just does that for like 20 minutes.
After he just like said, "I'm not going to do this with the bulls," he runs off.
He gave up
into
on that.
Like a hive of bees.
Yeah, that's right. There's
a bunch of bees over here. It's nowhere safe.
Yeah. It was just a comedy of errors. Then they take him to a little village that's like a just a little.
We did talk about this.
Little village.
Well, I mentioned that part where he went and visited the Mayans because he was going to.
Oh, okay. So yeah, there's like Mayan ancestors there, and
they're eating the hornets.
He asked this guy. Yeah, they're Horton Heat. They to get the Horton Heats to get the hornets for their little hornet paste. Hornet paste bread. They're basically knocking down a live hornet's nest,
and then
digging the larva out of it. And then when it's all done, he's like, "And it doesn't taste like anything." And they're like,
"It's like
you don't really taste it." And he's like, "Then why eat? Why?
They put all the chilies in there.
Why do we do all that?
We could do without it. You really don't need the lava in there.
You could just use rice. Yeah, they basically just smother it in chilies and cayenne pepper, and you can't taste the fucking larva anymore." It was pretty great. He did, though, however, see a guy that, like, he was, like, probably his early 50s.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, can you ask him, does he ever leave here? And he's like, and he's like, no. He's like, he's never left. And he goes, ask him when's the last time he had a bad day. And he says, never.
Yeah.
He's never had a bad day. And the guy's just smiling ear to ear. And he's
like, okay.
Lived in a village of 50 people his entire life. And
he's just cool. He's cold chilling.
Fuck yeah, bro.
And to Carl's credit, he's like, okay, I can, that's cool.
Now, granted,
show him my iPad.
Yeah. Now, actually, no. He brought out a bag of crisps.
Oh, yeah.
He had a bag of like
vinegar
pickle
and oil.
Vinegar oil crisps.
Some crazy British shit.
And they're all like, okay. And they're like, Oh.
Right. He comes back 3 months later. They're all fat now.
Yeah. Well, they were all kind of fat anyway. That was
the
thing that was kind of funny.
Conclusion at the end about
he's
the
like,
women.
Yeah, he's like, the ladies here, you know, back home, my girlfriend, if we go out for fish and chips, she's like, oh, I'm not going to have the chips. Oh, I'm going to have the haddock. I'm not going to have the chips. And then I get the fish and chips. And then she's like, can I have some of your chips? And I'm like, no, you can't have my chips. You had your chance to order. You can't have my chips. And that's cheating, you know? These women, they have the chips.
He's like, they don't care. And I like that.
He's right. They're all thick. And he's like, I like a woman with a little bit of, you know, a little bit.
He just liked how they're not overly concerned with their appearance. So they can just live the way they want to live. And everyone seems fine with that. And it's like, cool.
How weird.
There is something
backwards.
There is something backward and admirable. Yeah. Admirable and backward. We'll call it back madmirable, I believe. Mm. On that note, we'll take a short break.
Backgammon.
Manimal.
It's a trap.
Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast. Let's have one of these. Oh, thank you.
Show us your moves.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about our trips now that we've been talking not about them for a while. Josh, explain to me why did you go to Gay Hole Island and
it was not what Gay did Hole you, Island.
Let me finish.
Oh, okay, go on.
Why did you go to Gay Hole Island and what did you do there? What was his name? And
did you touch the Bermuda Triangle?
That's like, a sex thing, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, that's like a three-way. That's like a three-way on Cock Island.
From the outside of the triangle or the inside of the triangle?
I don't know. That's a trick question.
Okay, so what was the deal? So what was the deal with this trip? What the hell was going on? What did you do?
Well, okay, it was a combination of things all sort of happened at the same time. It was my birthday.
Yay!
Yes. Yay!
You are... Yeah, we tried calling you, you bitch.
For what?
We did. Did you get that voicemail?
Did... I don't remember.
We called you on your birthday.
We sung.
Oh, was it on my birthday? Because my actual birthday, I was sick on the couch trying not to die. This was the week after my birthday.
Was it the actual day of? It was the day of. Yeah.
If it was the actual day of, I was laying on my couch trying not to die.
And then you never checked your messages after that?
I don't remember.
Okay.
You said it was a voicemail?
Probably, yeah.
I wonder if it's just sitting on my phone.
Might be.
Probably.
Listen to it in delirium and have no memory.
We should play it back and have live commentary from Josh.
How the fuck does voicemail work? Holy shit, there's a voicemail from you. On my birthday.
Yeah.
Like from 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Shut up. Right.
It's good to know.
Happy birthday, you ridiculous son of a bitch. We tried to call you on the podcast. You didn't answer. If you get this and you call us back in the next, hour, maybe we'll say hi on the podcast. I don't know. Some of the fancy bastards have recorded special birthday wishes for you.
That's true.
And they'll be on this episode. So wherever you are, whoever you're in, happy birthday.
I was sick.
You didn't even listen to the birthday messages?
Okay. It was marked as listened to.
You got to go back and listen to the podcast.
I was running like 103 fever, so I don't remember.
Okay, well you're all better now.
There's messages to you at the end of that podcast.
You know, actually, it's good that you brought this up because there was a special message left for Josh.
There was.
A very special message.
It's on there.
I have to go back and listen
it's
to
on
it's,
there.
It's kind of important and urgent.
Do I need to listen to like the post show or is it in the
main?
No,
it's in the... I think it's like at the ass end of the show.
Yeah.
Okay,
so...
Oh boy.
So were you there? This was not a work related thing for you.
No. I was there.
Explain.
I was there with Jeff.
Yes.
Because he's one of those doctor people.
He's a medical professional.
Yes. And
he's a baby murderer.
No.
He
drinks the blood of Obamacare.
He's
yes.
That doesn't even make sense.
He's a Kenyan baby murderer. No.
What?
He's a gastroenterologist.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
Anyway,
he fixes your poop situation when it's not working.
Poop sock?
I'm pretty sure it's the same. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all it is, I'm pretty sure.
Anyway.
Fancy word for poop doctor. Go ahead.
Not a poop doctor.
Yes, it is. Okay, go ahead. I don't want to get technical. I don't want to get too technical with you. I understand that you're not abreast of these things.
Right.
Or abreast in general. So
yeah.
Just go ahead.
Anyway, he had a medical conference that he had to go to in the Bahamas.
Which they happened to hold at a booze resort at the Bahamas.
At a five-star resort on what is called Paradise Island.
And this is what I want to hear about, because you made it sound like from your various tweets and whatnot that it was just this lavish, decadent nonsense.
Oh my God. I have never – it was the fakest place I've ever seen in my life, and it was magical. It was like Disney.
Was it a Magic Kingdom?
It was like Disney for adults that want to get drunk.
Yeah,
that's just Disney.
Yeah. No.
There's parts of
Disney.
It's called Paradise Island.
Yeah. Yeah. See? But it's in the Bahamas.
It's the real one.
Yeah.
So did Poseidon actually stay there? Or
He was in the master throne. Suite. But you sat in Poseidon's throne.
I sat in his throne when he wasn't looking.
Did it vibrate?
No.
That's not worth it.
I didn't put a quarter in.
Oh, okay. Aww.
Yeah.
But it was $1,000 that you had to put in.
It was actually
golden doubloon.
4,000 quarters and to vibrate.
Okay, okay. So, give me some highlights of the lavish, ridiculous bullshit.
Oh, God. It was all, like, 4 and 5 star restaurants, like places way the fuck too fancy for me.
You tried some things you've never had before, right? Like in terms of food.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Well, there was a Nobu, which is some celebrity chef that I've never heard of.
Well, I thought that was some a kind of blowfish sushi or something.
But I mean, I had some weird sushi shit.
And you don't really care for that, do you?
Not really, but I was there and I was like, hey, this meal is like $700, so I'll eat it.
Were y'all paying or was this somehow all inclusive?
The airfare and the hotel were paid for.
Okay.
So all we paid for was food and alcohol.
$10,000.
Right, right. Okay. Food and alcohol from Sunday to Sunday.
Which you can essentially, well, or whoever paid for it could expense, I'm sure.
But that's backwards.
Typically
the opposite of all-inclusive is you get food and alcohol as long as you get yourself there and pay for the rooms.
So right. Yeah. So now we were allowed to reimburse $800 or so in food expenses from the company.
Breakfast
right.
on Monday.
Right.
So.
Right. So after that.
So you had like $100 per diem or something.
Yeah. So – yeah, something like that.
How many days were you there?
But is Jeff
8 days, 7 nights?
Well, there you go, 100 days.
So Jeff is part owner in a small medical firm.
No,
or?
No. The company that was hosting.
Tell us all your details.
God, it wasn't his company.
See, I didn't know he had a boss, and you mentioned that all these people were brown-nosing this boss.
Right, it wasn't his boss. He was a special guest for this company.
I see.
Because he uses the company's products.
Oh, like lasers.
Oh, it was a wine and dine.
Like poop lasers.
Yeah.
Yeah, poop lasers.
Yeah, poop lasers.
No, I've got this under control. It's poop lasers. Okay, go ahead.
What was I talking about?
Poop lasers.
How much was the tiger blood?
It's
winning.
Duh.
We're not actually allowed to tell. We had to sign for it.
I'm five winning.
But no, so the grand total after the reimbursements and everything for the week, just for food and alcohol, was roughly $2,800.
Yeah.
It was some good shit.
I'm sure it had to be. And Bobby Flay was there making you sandwiches, I understand?
It was his restaurant. Oh, okay. Actually, fucking Bobby Flay's restaurant sucked shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum. Take that, cocksucker.
For the price we paid, I would say it was the worst restaurant there.
Wow.
Now, they did have a really good quesadilla on the appetizer list, but everything else was fucking terrible.
Dang it, Josh, just eat some quesadillas.
Yeah.
Shit's delicious.
Tell me more.
It was fucking delicious.
Tell me more
it
about
was
this.
Really good.
Tell me more about this $100 peanut butter sandwich that you have on the menu.
I did have like a $47 peanut butter dessert which, you know what? I ate like 3 bites of and was like, this is disgusting because it was like half chocolate and that wasn't in the description anywhere.
Did you
so
do
you
any...
threw it away and.
Did you do any beachy stuff? Did you do any fun stuff?
Like the hotel's right on the beach.
The hotel had its own private beach inside the hotel.
Right. Well, no, the hotel did have its own private beach.
I know.
Some private ocean.
Right. Yeah.
And Idaho.
Yeah, it's true. You got to have that.
No, but there was actually a private water park that was for the hotel, which was in between the hotel and the beach. So if you wanted to take another like 16 steps, you could be in real water.
So hang on. How did you fit in with all of the other arm candy at this thing? Was there a lot of like MILFs and like
GILFs? Well, weird because apparently
Botoxed koozies everywhere.
The hotel has special deals with like all the different cruise lines, and so every day like a new like fucking cruise ship would come in and dock,
right?
And then all of these rich white people would come pouring out onto the island, and then like make me stand in lines in my fucking water park.
Bitches.
And then, like, the one day it was a Disney cruise, there was, like, 700 kids running around. And
goodness.
It was just like, oh, God, I want to kill them.
At any point, were you relegated to, like, go sit at the wives' table while everyone else talked business? while they talked about poop lasers?
There wasn't. I avoided all the actual conference-y parts, because why?
Yeah, I mean, you had to... Well,
the actual conference shit was all at like 7 in the morning, and I'm like, I'm
sleeping
through
that. Time doesn't matter for you. No, so, not at all.
So I would wake up at like 11, and it'd be like, it's over with.
Now, hang on. Okay. When you were mentioning that people were brown-nosing this boss man, it was of this company that made these products. This wasn't Jeff's boss in any way.
No, it's not just Jeff's boss.
No, they want Jeff to continue
so using
the
So he didn't have to suck
lasers.
Up to them. Okay, okay.
They're sucking up to him. They're like, here, have more drinks.
So what did you do?
Sure, whatever. It's
so what did you do? Just sit there and bite your tongue while these people are making jackasses of themselves?
No, I pulled out my phone and texted Jeff about how big jackasses they were.
And he was sitting like right next to you?
Yeah, we were sitting next to each other texting about like how uncomfortable this is making me.
You're just texting like pound winning, pound duh, pound tiger blood.
Yeah, epic winning.
Epic winning. Epic winning.
I did do one thing that I've never done before while I was out there.
Ooh, sexual?
No. Well, actually,
there's really nothing.
There was nudity involved, but it wasn't.
Oh goodness. Really sexual. Okay, so what'd you do? Naked volleyball.
No, I've done that before. that sounds like. Yeah.
What part of naked volleyball sounds like that? I obviously don't know what that means.
Yeah, go ahead. You wouldn't know.
That's okay.
No, we went to this spa, the day spa or whatever the fuck.
Sure.
And I had a full body hand job wrap.
Oh, really? Thing,
which was the strangest fucking weird gross feeling ever.
Uh-huh. It's gotta be slimy.
Yeah, it was very slimy. And
smelly.
And of course, see, it's a nice professional spa, so I'm naked.
Right.
And the lady takes the fucking...
Lady?
Yeah, I didn't have...
Yeah, but wasn't she like a Helga or something?
No.
Type?
No, she's like a little Vietnamese
I had a spa in New York, and that was a fucking, like, fucking Russian, like, shot putting...
Okay, now we're going to do a massage.
Boom!
Yeah. Like, oh, God. But no. But so she fucking, like, spatulas this green shit. All over, and it's like sticky and gritty, like all over my entire body, head to toe, and then takes like an 8 foot by 8 foot foil.
Sea cow sperm.
Right. An 8 foot by 8 foot like foil thing and wraps me up like a burrito.
Uh huh.
And then
and they roll like you into the furnace.
No, like a Chipotle.
No. Then she turns on the heating filaments that are in the little table thing that I'm laying on.
And cooked
then,
you.
And then she covers me in rice. Heat blankets.
In
and
rice.
Then she leaves the room for 25 minutes while I cook.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so gross.
Did you do the mild sauce or the fire sauce?
No, I went for the tomatillo.
Oh, okay, tomatillo sauce.
Did you smell like, you know, Mexican food for like 2 days
after that? You know where they get you.
I do anyway, though.
You know where they get you is on the avocado because it's not that expensive. Yeah. But there's an upcharge for it.
Interestingly enough, after a week there with no Mexican food, first thing came back, Fuzzy's Tacos.
Yeah.
I didn't even stop at home first.
Why didn't you eat actual Mexican food?
There wasn't any.
No, when you came back.
Oh, I see what you did there. Why aren't you an actual Mexican?
Ah,
Fuzzy Tacos sounds like a lady.
Como se dice winning? I stole that.
El duh.
It, never give credit to other people.
Oh my goodness.
This is the internet.
No, come on.
That is interesting. I enjoy your exploits. Yeah. On Dick Island.
But the whole thing was bizarre. I was drunk most of the week.
Sure. Well, that's just, you know.
Because, you know.
You don't have to say that.
That's what you do.
All day, every day. Right. Sure, yeah. You don't have to say that.
It's like, oh, look, cocktail.
No, what?
Minus the tail.
Right. I will say I was disappointed, though, in a week on a tropical island, only one dude in a Speedo.
That makes no sense at all. Because we were in fucking.
Well, was it worth it, though?
Eh.
Oh, no. We're the only country. We are the only country on this planet where the standard male bathing suit isn't smaller than a woman's bikini. Like, that is odd about America. Because when we went to Mexico...
I don't think it's odd, but...
it was just fucking banana hammocks all over.
Everywhere.
I'm actually kind of grateful for it. When
we went to Mexico...
Well, you don't like embarrassing other people.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't want him to know... I don't want him to be jealous of how amazing my balls are.
Your modesty astounds me, Joel.
It is. It is. And when you're
smooth like eggs.
When you're packing a dragon like I am, and you just
these balls,
you can't fit them in a, you know. So when we were in Mexico, we played some like beach volleyball and stuff, and it was a very just like that. That's the standard sound effect for beach volleyball. Some of the only Americans, and it was very diverse. There was Italians, there were Greeks, there was Germans. All of the men were like, you know, 250 pounds, tiny Speedo, belly overlapping most of what the Speedo was containing.
To so
where
hot.
Was not necessary.
Go on.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Very hairy.
I'm almost there.
Extraordinarily hairy.
Oh, God.
Sweaty.
Self, don't bring my Speedo to Eli's bachelor party.
Well, you want to be nude. I mean,
God, that's... Oh, right. Well,
it's like the fireworks spin in Italy all over again.
It was a little gross. It was actually pretty gross. Also, there was this one guy. I'm going to guess he was probably... He was either Italian or Greek. I don't remember. But... He took the beach volleyball extraordinarily seriously and got very upset when his teammates were not playing at their – I mean, everybody was drunk. And he was like, no, that was your ball! Come on! Calm down. You're going to pop your Speedo. Like, your ball's slipping out. Yeah. He was – he was intense. He was intense, to say the least.
It's one out either side.
Whoa.
Right.
That's a lot.
When your ball straddling –
Let's go ahead and then segue directly into then, Alex. You took your wife to the Wizarding World.
Yes.
Which unfortunately, as I find out, is in America's dick, Florida, and not in foggy, soggy Great Britain.
That's Wizarding.
This is true.
That makes me sad. I don't like it. I don't want to talk about it. But let's talk about it. So this was an anniversary trip, correct?
This is correct.
And if I understand correctly, she was primarily concerned with the tiny piece of the park that is the Wizarding World, as any good geek would be.
That was really the only point of this trip, was to go and spend as much time as possible within the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Now, tell me if what I have heard is true, in that that's nearly impossible to do because it's tiny.
It is tiny, but damn it, it is... It's awesome.
Really?
I mean...
give me some highlights.
So awesome that, you know... Okay, well, first you get there to Universal Studios. It's on the Islands of Adventure. Universal Studios has Universal Studios theme park, and then it's got Islands of Adventure theme park, and, like, the rock and roll
Much other shit that doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's like, whatever. So then you go to Islands of Adventure, and within that park, you've got Harry Potter Land. You've got Marvel Comics Land.
Did not know there was such a thing as that.
Do they have like the X-Mansion there? Or?
No, that's the thing. It was,
God damn
it.
Everyone just gets a wheelchair.
It was just, highlight of that part, though, is that Prince Namor was over the bathroom section. You know,
right. I would be unable to do my business in that bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, he was like, he's the king of the plumbing.
Yeah, I mean, every character like represents a different part of the park. And then they have...
He gets the bathrooms.
They give him the bathrooms. And I'm like... Yeah, same.
He's got his hand on his hips, and he's just kind of staring down at the urinal, like, what are you doing?
Not
going to flush that in my oceans, are you?
I don't think so. And then you've got Dr. Seuss Land and some really crappy archaeological land.
Is this all new?
Well, fuck if I know.
I thought it was just Ride the Movies. Like, I thought it was just Back to the Future and Predator and all that
shit. There's Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park is there, too, and it's so sad and pathetic.
Wait, why would the Predator ride be?
Oh, Alien. It was Alien, not Predator.
Yeah. Well, they have a T2 ride, but that's in the other park.
That's so super old, too.
The one in California?
No, the one, like, across the lake. Oh. Like, the other.
Okay. Yeah. So, anyway, I don't give a shit about any of this except for Harry Potter, because my thought is...
What do you want to know?
My thought is, I would just want to go there and just breathe it all in for as long as possible.
Did. Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't even care. I would just want to stay there until I had convinced myself.
Snorting that 7-gram rock.
Yeah. Well, that's how I roll. I've only got one speed, and it's go.
Right.
Winning. So,
by winning.
Yeah.
Duh.
I'm by winning. I feel like I wouldn't even care if there wasn't much to do, as long as I could convince myself I was at Hogsmeade Village or something.
Yeah, yeah. Except for the part where you see all the snow on the rooftops and the icicles hanging down.
And it's 1,000 degrees.
And you see all these folks like in bathing suits and shorts and their guts hanging over their Speedos.
It definitely destroys
the illusion.
You're
ruining the effect.
Yeah.
You should be playing better.
Should be cosplaying.
That's the thing. Here's a tip.
Where's your fucking robe and wizard hat?
When the best thing to do is to go there early, because that's when all the super fans go and everyone has their wands out and everyone's like,
whoa, hang on. That sounds like Josh's vacation.
Aloha Mara. Oh, what?
Wands out everywhere. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Wands out. And it's cool because everyone's there.
Wingardium Leviosa.
And everything's cool. Everyone's excited about the rides.
Yeah.
Everything's, it's cool. As the day goes on, those people get tired and they leave. For whatever reason, and then the douche
magic fuck fest. No, it's just you do the magic fuck fest after the park.
I didn't see that.
They don't get, you have to get a, yeah, there's a secret word. So I'm sorry. It's in the room of requirement.
It's Fidelio.
You have to
step into my vanishing cabinet.
You have to really need. You have to really need the fuck fest before you can find it.
Yeah. It's great though.
It's
really cool.
I always find it. I don't know what the problem is.
No, you have no problem.
It's right there. It's like front door fuck fest.
Yeah.
Where,
no.
How did you miss it?
Didn't want it bad enough. So the one thing I heard that I found a little bit distressing, which again I think would actually decrease the authenticity, is that J.K. Rowling insists that no one speak with a British accent unless they're actually British in that park.
Yeah, there really isn't a whole lot of acting except for...
I don't like that.
Acting!
I want it like a Ren Fest where it's like, come by a pretzel!
Yeah,
it's
you would think.
Stand, it's like the worst accent ever.
The only acting that we ran into was when we went to Ollivander's. And what you described from your friend that we talked about previously,
yeah,
not the case at all.
No?
No.
Because that was a video I watched.
Well, Yeah, because that video was dolled up to make it look super
really?
Badass.
So what'd they do?
It's cool if you have like a little one.
It's
know?
Cool if you're like five and don't
yeah.
know anything.
But if you just want a fucking wand, go in the back. You know, we waited for like 45 minutes
to do the whole show.
To do the experience.
Oh, and so they will let you just buy one without doing all the bullshit.
They will. Okay. They totally will. You just have to go around to the other side.
I see.
But we didn't know. And you had told the story and like, let's see it. It's going to be awesome. Yeah.
I'm glad I wasted your time. So how disappointing was that?
No, it was cool. I mean, if we went in, they stuff you in the room. It's just like Ollivander's. The shit's stacked to the ceiling. And they got some, you know, paid actor dude.
Yeah, yeah.
He descends the staircase. He's like, hello, blah, blah, blah. And he does the whole spiel.
Yeah.
And they make the little kids go up front and then the adults in the back. So then he just chooses.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so the old man can get to the children more easily.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right. He's like, come over here.
With his wand.
Poke him with his wand, sure.
Right.
And he does the thing and everything reacts. And, ah, ha, ha, and it's great. And they're like, now if you all want to buy a wand, proceed over.
Get
to the next
fuck
room.
Out.
Yeah. And then they open the door and they push you
open
out.
Open up your wallets.
There you go. Yeah. And the guy, the actor is, I'm sure, trained to pick out the kid that might be able to Accio afford
credit
one.
Credit card.
Visa, MasterCard?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. It's cool, though. It's super cool. We
take
do, we do
wizard card. I mean, give me your fucking credit card, asshole. Like, oh, how? Like he's
do
looking,
you have a Gringotts card?
Yeah, he's looking at the kids, and he's like, how many galleons do you have in Gringotts? Give me your fucking, get your dad's credit card right now, goddammit. Oh, is that goblin silver? We take fucking Discover. Just give me the card, goddamn. Shut the fuck up.
Fucking strip club's closed in 20 minutes.
Yeah. What the fuck is Diner's Club?
People listening to this don't even know what that is.
Butterbeer is pretty good.
Tell me about the butterbeer.
What is it?
God damn it. That shit
well, in the
good.
Novel,
is
it's
alcoholic.
No. In the book, it's partially alcoholic.
Yeah.
But in real life, it's for children.
Is it just butter?
It's butter.
It's melted butter. It's like lobster sauce.
It's right. full on. It's exactly what it is. It's a 12-ounce cup of lobster sauce with foam on the top. It's pretty intense. It tastes
you just
like
shotgun the whole
you're
thing.
Just like, oh, and then you have all that stuff.
It's
on
just
your
like
face.
Drinking dessert.
Right.
Yeah. It tastes.
Well, you can sprinkle cinnamon in it.
You could. You could
or ginger.
You could dip your
little ginger. That's how Hermione likes it.
Right.
Anyway,
whoa.
So
whoa,
hey.
Now,
hey.
Now, hey, she's legal.
Very extraordinarily. Anyway, so
oh gosh,
so
Hagrid, yeah.
So the other
wait, what?
So then, as you go into the different shops and whatnot,
there are only so many you can walk into because the rest are facades.
But fucking lame.
Do you see people inside them doing stuff?
No, they have. The thing is, they're all closed. Like, they all have their closed signs
I
out.
See.
And they have shit, like, magically moving around in the display windows.
Okay.
But the only place you can go into the candy shop, the joke, like, it's not. The
Zonko's?
Yeah, they have the Zonko's.
Really?
Yes. And it's really tiny. I mean, it's small as shit. Lame. Everything's small. You've got the was it Dervish and whatever
Dervish and Blotts is that the bookstore
or whatever yeah
and Bengals and Egyptians yeah
yeah and I think the, you know of course the Three Broomsticks where we had lunch and
sure.
dinner which is awesome
so you're basically in a combination of Diagon Alley and Hogsmeade Village
yeah because there's no Ollivanders in Hogsmeade
right
so it's like the satellite store or something it's like the outlet off the rack Ollivanders you know?
I got you.
It's the Lane Bryant of
yeah. These are all the warped and irregular wands.
Irregular wands, yeah.
They're not as much as the.
It's birch. It's got phoenix feather. It's missing a piece, and it's
it's only $7,000.
Yeah.
To steal.
But we do want to go back because it was super cool. I mean, it
so
really
after,
was cool. The
so
ride is fucking awesome.
Okay, so
is it a roller coaster?
So Hogwarts is the entrance to a roller coaster, basically, right?
Well, they've got several. They've got Dueling Dragons, which is the whatever it was before.
That's also on Dick Island.
It's that. Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of corkscrews. A lot of. Yeah, it's the dueling, intertwining.
You are making a lot of dick-like motions
yeah,
with your fingers
whole,
right now.
They're like, oh.
You can't see this. But,
so they're doing. Yeah. So it's just two roller coasters that kind of whip around each other or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, they intertwine. We didn't write
is
that.
Is there though. A story or what is. What's
yeah,
going
every,
on there?
Every, that is a dragon thing. The main ride, though, that is inside the castle.
Yes.
Is called Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey.
Sure.
And it
that
has
sounds
own,
sexual.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a journey through the puberty process.
Oh,
and you go through the tubes.
Judith has deaf friends. And
then you pop out. And it's like, oh, Harry.
green.
They used to have that at Epcot. I remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
when you were in that, you're in line. Don't they kind of like run out as holograms and they're like, "Come on, Hermione, we're gonna be late."
Yeah. Once you actually get inside, you're in the different like representations of the cool rooms. Like,
Are the paintings like LCD TVs or something? Okay.
Yeah, those are pretty cool. Those are pretty cool. They have a nice, cool like finish to them on the outside, so it looks like.
I'll tell you what would be killer. What would be fucking killer is if there were actors in a different room watching you through webcams and reacting to you on those TVs.
There
were
a lot of weird little knobs and like weird things in the ceiling. I'm like, what the hell's that
moving
for?
Staircases?
What's that for? No, you know what? They could have easily done that. They didn't do that.
God damn it.
They have like the freaking like.
Yeah. The only problem with that is that in real life, the fucking hydraulics stick in. It's like.
Oh, it sounds like magic.
What they need to do to make it super authentic is put children's lives in horrible danger.
Right. I don't see what the problem
is. They should let you go into the Chamber of Secrets, and there should be an animatronic basilisk with the voice of Abraham Lincoln that just gnashes at you.
The Hall of Basilisks. Yeah. Yes. No, it's super awesome.
47 years ago. In parcel tongue, obviously. Okay, so that sounds like a ton of fun. I want to go there. I resent my child for not being old enough to enjoy it as
You want to wait till she's old enough to.
I want to go now
and not freak out about the rides.
Like, I might six or like. Mm, what's
the she'd have to know the books or the movies at least, or there wouldn't
she
be any
not
fun.
Already?
She's four.
Yeah.
That shit's not for 4-year-olds. That shit's terrifying.
I knew the entirety of the Chronicles of Narnia when I was 4.
It's because no one loved you.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Tear.
No, that's
not.
Jesus stuff. Children can have Jesus stuff when they're not little. It doesn't matter how terrifying it is if it's Jesus-y.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. On that note of Jesus, we will take a short break.
Thank you, Jesus!
Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 81. Alex Flores, that ends so abruptly. Let's get one more. Oh, there we go. Alex Flores, Brown Dynamite, Godless Sodomite, Josh Jeffcoat, myself, Joel Watson from HiJinxandSue.com. I do want to remind you that this podcast is 100% listener supported. It has no products. It has no ads. Please, 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 if you enjoy the podcast, if it's something that you, like, if it makes your day better, if you're at work and your day fucking sucks and you listen to this podcast and you feel a little bit better, consider signing up for a donation subscription. Go to hijinxandsue.com/donations. Set up a rolling donation subscription as low as $5 a month, and you will get access to the vault, which has literally hundreds of hours of additional podcast buried deep inside its catacombs of internet. Just last couple of weeks ago, We did the auto-tuned 80s pop song challenge throughout the entire post show. Good 45 minutes of that. And I've been hearing so much great feedback that was the funniest thing we've ever done. If that sounds interesting to you, please, by all means, donate. HiJinxandSue.com/donations and sign up for a rolling donation, 5, 10, or 20 bucks a month. Alex, you posed a challenge to the Fancy Bastards that you would custom ruin a Seabiscuit shirt for them and make it properly say Sex Biscuit. For the next person that signed up for a $20 rolling donation.
And who's that person, Joel?
Nobody. Nobody.
What the? God.
Nobody at all. It's just a disappointment. Nope, not that one. Let's go ahead and go with
I've made a huge mistake.
That one, I guess. Because I really thought I could count on somebody.
I thought really, you know, there'd be a demand for a Sex Biscuit shirt.
Yeah.
No, really, no one give a shit.
Really suck at the soundboard.
It's on three different pages now, and it's hard to get to.
Oh, right. Oh, it's because that iPad is so fat.
It is. Yeah. It's the fattest iPad.
It's so slow.
I've tried everything. I yell at it. I make fun of it. I post pictures on its wall of the iPad 2 in hopes that it will slim down.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah. That's
You're a fatty. Fatty. Stupid fatty. So...
That's the sound of its heartbreaking.
So anyway, that's the sound of my heartbreaking because no one
under
did that
the weight
donation.
Of cholesterol.
Sons right. of bitches. So
yeah, Sex Biscuit. Come on, folks.
The other thing I want to mention is that if you go to hijinksensue.com/book2 for a brief period of time now, because the books are in my garage. If you
not
do
anymore,
excuse me.
I had to.
If you do the pre-order,
like pay
it's
off some drug
all right.
Debt.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up while I'm pitching. If you do the pre-order, it's not actually a pre-order anymore because I have the books. So if you order an artist edition, they'll be shipping soon. If you wait too much longer, artist editions will only be available at conventions.
Ooh.
So there you go. We've talked about the gay cruise. We have talked about the gay Harry Potter. Let's talk about Emerald City Comic Con.
Because that doesn't sound gay at all.
It's not. It was awesome.
Let's see. Emerald City, Wizard of Oz, Dorothy Gay. There we go.
That was four yeah. degrees of gay, three degrees of gay.
Yeah.
It's true.
Kevin Gaykin?
No, it's just Kevin Bacon. We know.
Oh, okay.
We know.
What about Kevin Spacey? He's pretty gay.
Secrets.
Spacey's gay.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally.
He's been banging Anderson Cooper for years.
That would be so awesome. They would be the coolest couple in the world.
Yeah. They'd have beautiful babies.
Oh, my goodness.
Very informed, unbiased babies.
Right, we've talked about this before. That's okay. So, Elton John's baby is gay, right?
What?
So, anyway.
Cher's baby was gay.
He's a man now.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. It's because
nobody saw that coming.
It's because her dad died. That's what happens. Listen, when you let yourself get killed by a tree,
wow.
Your daughter turns into a son.
Right.
It's Sonny's fault.
Huh. The sun also rises.
Sonny, sun. No, I know what I'm talking
you're
about.
You're like fucking Glenn Beck over
okay.
here.
No, right? I'm like, I've got a chalkboard with just random shit on it, and I'm like, right?
Winning.
So.
Duh.
I'm by winning.
I see Glenn Beck and Gene just like arguing on
listen,
at each other.
Listen to me. Stop talking. I want to talk about how you are jealous that I had an evening of drinks and conversation with Jonathan Frakes.
I am very jealous.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Fucking,
this is true.
Go ahead. I will just have some coffee.
Can I touch you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Can I touch your beard?
That
your
costs money now.
Riker beard.
Oh.
This is what happened.
Yeah.
Since you asked. You did not. Since you asked.
So, Joel, what happened?
So, thank you for asking, Josh. I'm glad you asked.
How far down Jonathan's Frakes cog did you actually get your mouth?
It's impossible to know. Like. It's eventually time and space cease to be.
Right. It's, his cog is the singularity.
Not
so.
To mention that third nacelle.
Yeah. So.
Wait, is that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
So. My friend John Rogers makes an amazing television show called Leverage. I enjoy it quite a bit. And finally, for the first time, I was able to meet him at this convention face-to-face, as opposed to just internet. And he had been talking forever about wanting to get Frakes, one of my... That's an ambulance, I think. One of my Riker I Hardly Know Her shirts. And I was like, yeah, that'd be funny. And so, whatever.
That'd be funny that the guy wore the shirt that he was wearing.
That would never happen. Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. Shut up. So, for some reason at Emerald City, like at most conventions, you're staying at like four different hotels and they have a bunch of hotels on the list. The best I can tell, Emerald City only had one because everyone was at the same hotel.
Is it green?
What? No, shut the fuck up.
Oh, it's a hotel of a different color.
It's a horse of a different hotel. So, everyone there was little. It was very little people.
My hotel's amazing. Sorry, that's another joke.
So Rogers comes in and he's like, Joel, there you are. Stay right there.
Oh,
and we're in the hotel bar. Everyone's in the hotel bar. And I'm like, what the fuck is he going to do? Come back with a harpoon and like lance me through the head or something.
God, I've only.
He comes running in with Jonathan Frakes in tow and he walks over, grabs my hand and shakes it and says, that's a nice Riker beard. And I just plotzed. I just shit myself. Yeah. It was like.
It was like that one.
It's okay. I understand. I met.
It was a
the Admiral Adama. So,
see, it was a validation.
Yeah. Was there a kinship?
There was.
Yeah.
We're not here to talk about you. Listen, you've already had your thing. We've already talked about Harry Potter.
This is my thing.
No,
it's my moment.
It was a level of validation like if like if Hitler said, "Way to be racist," you know, like wait, awesome job.
Okay,
like
so,
hey.
Like if anyone knows,
we'll talk about that in the post show.
If anyone knows what they're talking about when it comes to awesome beards, yep, it's the man that defined the awesome beard.
Yeah,
and he said an awesome record beard, and I cried. So, so I got a chance. I got a chance. Yes, well, I cried jisms from my penis, if that's what you mean.
Long, so, thick ropes of
wait, yeah, yeah, ropey jizz.
Ropey.
So we
ropey.
So we go over to they've got a little ropey nook. Shut the fuck up. We have a nook carved out in the hotel bar there. And so me and Rogers and Jonathan Frakes are just sitting there talking naked over drinks
in
about how.
Oh, was this like strip poker or truth or dare? Like, what's going on?
I'm not there
yet. Set the stage.
Was there bottle cake? The bottle was not yet spinning.
Were there candles?
Was there cake?
There was a tricorder.
Okay.
There were we played Spin the Phaser.
Go yeah on.
So they end up talking about, as someone who directs TV and someone who makes TV, the state of television.
Oh.
And I'm basically just sitting there, like, drinking all of this in, throwing in a few words here and there, trying not to sound stupid. As I
but the
did
whole time you're like, oh,
yeah, absolutely. And we did get around to Star Trek at one point, and I actually got a chance to
ask him what it's like to be on the bridge.
Yes. I got
what
it
was it like to bang the end? I got
how fine was that ass?
Bodysuits on or off? Like, yeah, what was that?
How nice was that ass? Because she seemed like she had a pretty big ass. Just kind of banging in the back, right? You know what I'm saying? Galaxy class ass, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You were hitting that.
Yeah. You were tapping that shit, right? Okay, cool.
Number one.
You were warp core in that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You breached a warp core? Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, we're sitting there talking, and I actually got a chance to tell him in a proper context, like not in a, oh my God, Mr. Franks, I love your TV show. No, we actually were talking about the impact of Star Trek, and I got a chance to tell him what an impact Star Trek had on my life. And he gave me one of these,
nerd,
like, yes, but it was such a gift because I wanted to fanboy squee all over him about that. But I was actually offered the appropriate adult chance to fanboy squee with dignity.
Hey, look, Josh. Joel's all grown up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Now, here's what's funny. I did that, and I knew what I was doing. I mean, I knew I was just slobbering, like, right? Yeah. Or almost immediately after that, and we talked for like 2 hours. I thought it was like 20 minutes, and apparently it was 2 hours. Yeah. People eventually just started basically lining up behind his chair to, like, Mr. Franks, which would have been me had I not been introduced to him, you know?
But right. Instead, you're the cool guy.
No, right. I'm in the circle.
You were in the booth.
And I actually got to make these eyes like, another one of these guys.
Like, can you believe these motherfuckers?
Another one of these fanboy assholes. God damn it.
Jackholes.
Dude, and, I get these people all the time.
But people would walk up and go, Mr. Franks, I love Star Trek. I love your work. Everything. I want to buy a round of drinks for your whole table. And people just kept coming up and buying us drinks.
Sweet.
And they would kind of look at each other like, yeah, all right, yeah, cool. Sure, yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, right, Scotch on whiskey all around. Yeah. The guy would come back. And then, like, he'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, let's shake your hand, take a picture. Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. Lady walks up and he's like, hello, ladies. yeah. He did make right that sound. It was very unusual.
He was actually playing volleyball under the table.
That's what it was.
Okay. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Third nacelle.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Holodeck. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Parisi squares. Okay. So, Ambo Jitsu. He would get up and he loved the ladies coming over.
Is he single?
No, he's quite married. He has been since the show. He mentioned something along the lines of, like, you know, it's okay to shop. It's okay to check out the merchandise.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I'm not buying it.
Because here's the deal.
Number one,
he's in his 50s. He looks it.
Yeah,
he does. And cute little girls want to hang all over him.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I want to press my breasts.
Yeah, absolutely. That, I think he's got no qualms with that.
Will Riker.
No, he was the cock of the seven space seas.
I mean, he was the director of Clockstoppers.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And he hosted Alien Autopsy.
It was actually really weird listening to him talk about, like, directing some piece of shit TV movie, but then finding things to like about it. Like, oh, but we had this amazing assistant director and this really great cinematographer. You got to work with these guys sometime, John. They're awesome, you know. And they're trading names. But it was about It was just the job. Like, he was like, I know I'm directing some piece of shit TV movie no one's ever going to care about, but I got paid to direct, and I'd made it as best I could. And then we get into John Rogers' philosophy of what's going to happen to TV, and this is what blows my mind. He uses me as an example, because he's in comic books, too. He wrote comics forever. He wrote Blue Beetle. He's writing a D&D comic now. He works with Marvel and Wizard, Marvel and DC and IDW and all these people. And he says, this guy right here, this guy makes up his own shit, sells it on his own, gives it to his audience. That's
the future.
That's the shit. Yeah. If you read his blog, kungfumonkey.com, or it's kungfumonkey.blogspot.com, I think, he talks about this. And he says he wrote this article like 3 years ago that people are coming up now and quoting to him as if they came up with it when they don't realize that he was the source. But the quote is, nobody gets rich, everybody gets paid. And that is what has to happen to TV. He said an episode of Leverage costs $2 million. Almost a million of that goes to bullshit.
Yeah.
Legal, licensing, just managers, just people that just collect checks that have nothing to do with the show. People that are justifying their jobs by coming down and messing things up and giving notes and shit.
Right.
Like, I don't matter at all unless I come down here every day and tell you to do something. So I'm going to do that every day. So he's like, you cut all that shit out, now you can make Leverage for $1 million. Then you cut out this, 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 and this, now you can make Leverage for $600,000. So what I'm going to do, because, you know, he thinks eventually Leverage is going to wrap up, but he's still going to make more TV. And he's got some ideas, really, really cool ideas for pilots and stuff he wants to pitch. But it's funny to be sitting next to a guy that's like, I had the coolest idea for a TV show. And then there's like a 50% chance it's going to be turned into a TV show. Like everyone you talk to is like, I had the best fucking idea for a TV show. And it's like, yeah, fuck you. It's never going to happen, you know? Yeah,
right.
But
that's what I do with video games. Like,
well, I guess
it wouldn't be cool if, and then I put it in.
You level up to a point where you just get to do your geek shit at a professional level, you know? Like so it was kind of astounding. But he said, basically what TV needs to do is people like him, producers and showrunners need to like go to Dubai, find an investor and say, you give me $3 million. After we sell DVDs, I'll give you $5 million. And that's how you make TV.
And then you have to have the caveat of you can't meddle with the shit though.
They're just investors. They're just investors.
No creative input.
You basically find venture capital or you find and the whole point is you have to look at it from a complete life cycle of it goes out on the internet or something. It's $1 an episode or whatever. And then it goes to DVD and then we sell 200,000 copies and then I give you your money back plus interest. And then we keep doing that and we keep making shows. And the problem is it's basically – had you explained the current state of the music industry – to anyone in the music industry
before
12 years ago, they'd be like, no fucking way.
Fuck you. That's out of nonsense.
And it's been a horrible death. I mean, it's been a really slow, painful death. TV has to die like that. And I think it's going to be harder than music was.
Well, it takes a lot more money and a lot more talent to put TV together.
You can make an album that sounds as good as whatever is number one right now for like less than $10,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the right know-how, with the right people and the right know-how. But you cannot make a TV show for $10,000. You just can't. So,
but we're getting there.
We
will get there. From a technical standpoint, the cost of cameras, because you don't need film anymore,
right?
Which is a huge part of the cost. But
it was one of the biggest, actually. Film stock was one of the biggest for making a movie. Was typically one of the biggest expenses. Sure. And you couldn't even buy film cameras. You can only rent them from Panavision. So now with like Reds and those Canons that people are I was listening to people that make television, not necessarily Rogers, but other people that weekend talk about like, I got to get my hands on one of those new Canons that shoots HD.
Yeah.
Then I can make my movie. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's like a $7,000 camera, you know?
They can edit it on their new iPad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's funny. I actually had that very same conversation today on the set of a photo shoot where, you know, I've had one photographer actually doing the shoot and had another photographer filming – well, not filming is a misnomer – recording the shoot with another Canon 5D Mark II, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, this is cool. We would never even think of doing this, you know, even just 5 years ago, ten years ago.
They'll mount that shit to a Steadicam rig. Yeah. It's a fucking it's like a point-and-shoot SLR camera.
And
like,
you put that on the website and just to attract more people. Just look behind the scenes. Yeah, this is how we put together the photo
shoot. Before, it's like that would be a whole fucking production in of itself and cost all kinds of money and this and this and that. Yeah, now it's like, well, we have the tools.
This dude holds
the
camera.
We got the talent.
And see, it's
like
kind of like
I was on the set of the porno. I was like, I just hold the camera and point it. And
hang on.
And just hold this.
But that only cost $500 to make that.
No. The talent were each paid $400.
Well, that's true.
So there was at least $1,200.
And that's what we're going to do at Eli's bachelor party.
Did you know men, you know, porn men, even in gay porn, make like less than a quarter of what women make?
Course.
That's really weird, I think.
Well, it's the it's the demographic.
Yeah.
It's who's buying the porn.
That's true, but I still think it's not fair. Not fair. Not fair.
Right.
Well, where there's a demand,
so
there's a supply.
It was very interesting from that.
No, dudes are like, I get to fuck for money? Sure, give me a
What do I pay you? Oh, I get paid.
Oh.
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 Even better. So, yeah, volleyball, sure. So, it was just really interesting to hear.
The middle scene in Top Gun.
Yes, exactly. Oh, that was so gay. So it's very interesting to hear that conversation from the perspective of someone who's been in the machine and to see how it's just there is no way around it. The current system is so broken. It is basically impossible that anything good makes it on television. We sit back here and bitch about fucking Heroes sucked and fucking Lost went crazy and Battlestar the end was crap and blah, blah, blah.
All true.
And the idea that anything good ever came out of television is almost impossible when you listen to someone who makes it talk about it. Because it's a fucking nightmare. Right.
Fringe
actually
came from the other side. They tore Portal through and just pushed like, here's the DVDs. Just put this on the air.
It was basically until a guy like that with resources and an idea, it's basically Dr. Horrible. Until Dr. Horrible is the norm – where you make something, you put it out there, and you let people decide if they like it, and if they like it enough, you make more. Until that's the norm, and we just don't really have networks anymore, and don't really have like cable packages anymore.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the thing.
It's going to be horrible until then.
For me, I have no idea what network a show is on, much less what time it is. Anyone on TiVo doesn't know what time a show is
on. You don't know what time it is right now.
But the problem is that what you're doing –
it's time.
But what you're doing isn't in – any way supporting the creators?
No. The difference being that even on your TiVo, you don't say, hey, what's on NBC right now?
No, never.
You say,
absolutely
hey,
never.
Please record this show for me.
Yeah. If I could pay...
Like, how many Smallville episodes do I have to watch?
If I could pay about half what I pay for television and it was 100% on demand, that would be ideal.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, there's actually built into sort of the contract for the way cable companies and satellite companies work, it is against the networks together have decided we will never sell you
a la carte
everything.
Right.
You must buy packages and we're in sort of a consortium to make sure that happens. It's just bullshit. But like Dr. Horrible, for instance, on one of the most recent Nerdist podcasts, Nathan Fillion was on there. He talked about how the contract to do Dr. Horrible was a third of a page. And it basically said,
hey, will you please be on my show? Cool, thanks.
It basically said, we make this. When it's done, we put it out there and we all own it. So he actually owns, and Felicia Day and everybody else owns a piece of Dr. Horrible.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And that is kind of what has to happen.
So they basically, like, the profits come in and everybody just splits it up? Is that?
In a way, yeah. I would wager that probably means they worked for close to nothing initially.
Probably. But that looked like something that was sort of a labor of love.
It also said they shot. Involved. He said they only shot for 6 days. Like it's just amazing. So that's sort of what I learned about TV. I also so happy that I got a chance to bring. All of my friends were behind me, making fun of me, and also like oohing and aahing at me, and then sending over Cosmos from the bar, like to embarrass me, which was just great.
Right.
Thank you so much. but
excellent.
I was in this position where like, okay, I could ruin this by bringing all of my friends over to say hi, or I could just play it super cool and be kind of a douche.
And fuck all those bitches.
So I kind of did that.
Yeah.
But
you chose wisely.
A few of my friends wandered over and my friend Angela comes over just at about the 30 minute mark when Frake seems to be losing interest.
Right.
She's a very pretty lady. So we bring Angela over and she sits down. huge Star Trek nerd, starts nerding out over him. His eyes perk right up, and we had another hour and a half to go. Like it,
sweet.
Refueled well the man. Refueled the man.
Carefully calculated. Well played.
It was very nice. My friend Lar came over,
Master
and I was
not statistician.
No, strategist.
Strategist.
Yeah. My friend Lar came over.
Statistician. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Diagnostician. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was just an amazing
doctor.
Doctor. Thank you. Thank you. Full circle. It was an amazing weekend, an amazing week, evening and weekend. And I think I've got five more to go. I'm collecting the bridge crew from the Enterprise. So I've got Wesley.
You've got Wesley.
I got number one. Yeah. Also, Frakes was talking about Patrick Stewart. How he had basically never done anything before Star Trek, and everyone like, oh, he's a great fucking Shakespearean actor. He was a spear holder, and I was like, that sounds racist.
We'll talk more about racism in the post show.
Okay, so we're pretty much out of time. Real quick, we're gonna take there was really nothing in the mail sack this week, but we are gonna take
pew.
One or two calls, real quick calls, and then we are done for the week. If you want to listen to another, 30 minutes or so of podcast, subscribe and get access to the post show. You'll also get the uncut version of this show, which, Jesus, I think we recorded for nearly an hour before we started the show. So if you need some white noise to lull you through your day.
There was some singing and some inappropriate comments.
We did. We played some songs. Me and my daughter sang a duet of a Decemberist song, and she's four, so it was super cute.
Yeah.
If you want to hear that
before you got here,
if you want to hear that, by all means, then Hijinks Desu.
She sang "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star."
That's true. And the ABCs. Hijinksdesu.com/donations. Please sign up for a rolling donation so that. I don't die. So let's listen to a call. Doop, doop. Here we go. Let's see what this is. This is a real call. We'll have to save this one for later because we don't have time.
Hey, so I've only started listening to the podcast recently. I don't know why I haven't done it sooner, but anyway, really like it. Is there any way I can get the theme song, The Future? I mean, seriously, I want to buy it. I want to give him money. It's good. I want to on my computer. Thank you.
He's referring to.
He did just start listening, or not, because you say in every
almost
podcast,
every episode, right?
How to get it?
Almost every episode. Yeah, so yeah, we'll yeah. say, but he's doing the right thing. So listen,
that's awesome.
Spiraling.net, or go to iTunes and look up the band Spiraling. That song, The Future, is on their album Time Travel Made Easy. Do not just get the song. Go ahead and do the whole $9.99.
All of iTunes.
Get that album. Get that album. That album's amazing. I love it. Check out TomBrislin.com. He's got new music coming out. But by all means, if you were looking for that song, and all of our interstitial music between the segments is also, a lot of it's off that album, a lot of it's off their previous album, Transmitter. So definitely. Also, thank you to our bandwidth provider, Infinistorm. Check out Infinistorm.com/hijinks for virtual private server hosting. When you are ready for your website to wear the big boy pants, and you are done with the $10 a month hosting BS and the constant ups and downs, hosting woes, then infinistorm.com/hijinks. They will hook you up with a server that do not crash. That is my that's my pitch for them. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to my guest host, Alex Brown Dynamite.
Dynamite. Con tres feo.
And Josh Jeffcoat, Godless Sodomite.
Woo. Hey. That's not exciting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean,
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. How about one of these? How about one of these?
And, that's what it sounds like.
If you want to give us a call, it's 203-6-FANCY-B. Call us for any reason. I don't give a shit. Whatever you want to say to us. Do this for me, though. Keep it pithy. Keep it short. 30 seconds or less. Identify yourself. No one seems to be saying their name.
I don't think they want to.
I want to hear some names. I want to know who's calling. We have a few calls we didn't get to. We might do them in the post show. We might save them for next week. Next week, I will be at C2E2 in Chicago next weekend. That's the something through the something elfth.
What the fuck was that?
Because I don't remember what dates it is. I think it's like the 18th, 19th, and 20th, if I had to guess. But anyway, it's C2E2.com, C2E2 in Chicago. It is a great geek comic convention, pop culture convention. I will be there in the webcomic area with Danielle Corsetto of Girls with Slingshots, Randall Milholland of Something Positive, and Dave Willis of Short Packed and Dumbing of Age. We will have a big, nice corner booth, and we will be selling you all of our fun stuff. I will also have Hijinks and Sue Book 2 there to sign and sketch and sell to you. So by all means, please come see us there. Super appreciate it. I'm also going to be at the Comedy Death Ray live show, which I think is Friday night, seeing Patton Oswalt and Scott Aukerman. So that should be fun times. If you're there, come up and say hi.
Yeah, that very same weekend, I'm going to be here in Dallas at TBRU.
Mm-hmm.
So if any of the furrier guys out there are going to be there, come see me.
Nuts to butt stance?
Yeah. Absolutely. No, no, that's in Memorial Day.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. And that same weekend, I'm going to be sitting at home watching Netflix streaming. So wants to come over and hang out, we can do that too.
That'd be a huge mistake.
Okay.
Probably not. Probably not, no.
Thanks for listening. We're done. Talk to you next time.